Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
More of Jeremy.
Man, he brings like good coaching to the table, like somebody that wants to coach, someone that wants to help us get better. And, you know, I kind of just used today as just asking him, you know, how can I fix my mistakes, or what do I need to see better, or like do I need to slow down? Just really using him to help me kind of get adjusted to the level of play outside.
Bills first round draft pick, corner Max Harrison, talking about the cornerbacks coach, Jamil Adai. Latest on the schedule release, you heard it from Joe. We got one game announced by NBC, and that'll be the Thursday night opener, Cowboys and Eagles. Fox and Amazon to go today. Maybe we find an Amazon game for the Bills on a holiday, so stay tuned. Bills rookie camp also rolling along, and we got some clips, some highlights of that. We're going to talk to Eric Turner of Cover One, who we like to check in with from time to time. Eric, good morning. Thanks for taking time today. It's Jeremy and Joe.
Hey, appreciate you guys having me on to talk some football. Monday football, you know, it's right around the corner.
Yeah.
I'm excited to have the season right upon us.
Eric, I did see NFL, their bio on Twitter now has the bar, like off-season loading, and okay. We're 42% way through the off-season.
Okay.
So we're almost halfway.
Eric, I'd hoped that we would get a Bills Sunday night opener in the 7 o'clock hour so we could say, like, all right, Bills Ravens, who you got? You know, like, start talking matchups. But that's okay. We'll wait. We can wait a couple more days if we have to. So anyway.
I'm so excited, yeah. I'm definitely excited with the schedule release and all the leaks coming out, but also, like I said, I mean, rookie minicamp upon us as well.
Yeah. So, Eric, you know, it's one thing we see a little bit of these guys working out with the Bills and, you know, getting their ultimate, like, evaluations, how it was the first week. And sometimes watching them in practice, you know, you see what you can. You've, of course, done a lot of work on the film. So let's go through some of this Bills class, because the highlight I saw over the weekend, you know, it's not a catch, it's not this or that. It was really about Max Harrison and how he moves, and whether it's the speed or just the overall fluidity, the hip flipping. I saw a million tweets about hip flipping. And what are your thoughts on Harrison and his skill set, his strengths, what he brings to this Bills defense in his first year?
I find his play fascinating, especially when you're talking his elite athleticism, the sticky feet, the change of direction. You saw all of that in those clips, and just simple things, like you said, just drills. And so, obviously, that type of athleticism at corner hasn't really been consistently in the Bills' defense. So I think, obviously, he adds a different dimension to that cornerback room. But I also love the entire story about him and Dorian Strong and that relationship, because you heard in the clip you guys just played coming back into this segment, you can hear and sense the coachability of Harrison, not just by his coaching staff, but from other players and with Dorian Strong and how they were working together. I found that probably the most fascinating portion of this rookie minicamp, because we know what Harrison can do from his film, from his athleticism and that standpoint. But to hear some of the, you know, the coachability about him should really give Bills fans that excitement and hope that he can develop into what the Bills need at the corner position.
When you look at him as a prospect, like, what do you think the first couple things they might get with him on might be in terms of coaching him, bringing him to whether it's a more complete player or, you know, what's on the to-do list for the coaches with Hairston?
What's not really talked about a lot is that Hairston came from Kentucky that played primarily a lot of zone coverage. I mean, if you look at some of the stats, Hairston only played man coverage last year over 16% of the time. So you can see that there's some projection on how he could play in the Bills defense and wanting to play more man coverage. But he's a guy that you saw in some of the clips. I think it was Dan Fates that posted a clip of Dorian and Hairston working after practice. Hairston has the ability to play man coverage, but it's more of like that man mirror, that shadowing of a wide receiver. He's not really a physical corner if you're talking press, man coverage, and jam at the line of scrimmage. And that's why I think you saw Dorian Strong, who really majored in that physical brand of football at the line of scrimmage, playing in up over 50 games. I mean, he had 1,300 press coverage snaps at Virginia Tech. So he has more of that technique and refined ability at the line of scrimmage. And I think that's where the Bills want to shut down that quick passing game with more man coverage at the line of scrimmage, more press jam at the line of scrimmage to interrupt that press game that they struggle with, or that quick game that they struggled with last year.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see what body type they want him at, because as you're talking about press, and when you like the coachability that he might have, how much of that might be the tackling? I mean, Bean called him a willing tackler after the draft, but might be somebody that they feel like, with if he's coachable in this way that we're talking, that they could make him an even better tackler than he was in college.
Yeah, and we can't just focus on last season's tape when it comes to his tackling, because in 2023, when he wasn't injured, he not only was a willing tackler, but he stuck his nose in there in the box and the fringe of the box, and is more than just a willing tackler. He actually made a difference last year, where he was a little up and down and inconsistent, but I think a lot of that had to do with his injury, you know, his upper body injury. So I do think like that's probably not going to be as big a story as we may have expected, because a lot of us, you know, we're looking at just at last year's film. Well, you got to look at the college scouting staff. They're looking at the entire film library of these players. So I think they have a pretty good idea. And I think, yes, the weight thing, he likely dropped weight, right, to run fast at the combine, show out there. And so I think that when he talked about at the combine with the staff of playing in the 190 range, I think if he's right around there, I think he'll be just fine.
Eric Turner of Cover One on the Western Hotline. You know, Eric, as you talk about these press covers, man cover, man corners, you know, one thing the Bills obviously would be doing defensively is marrying the rush to the coverage. And I wonder if when you kind of step back on the entire offseason and look how they've attacked the front four and look how they've also added these pieces in the secondary, what Bills fans might notice that would be different about the way they approach games this year?
I think when we're talking like the reconstruction of the defense, especially the defensive line, I mean, the size, you heard some of the players talk about it, you know, in the rookie mini camp, and how big the rookie defensive linemen are when you're talking Landon Jackson, when you're talking TJ Sanders and Deion Walker. I think the size that they added is interesting, because for the entire offseason, we're like, hey, they got to add a one tech. When really, yes, they did add sort of a one tech in Walker and the size of a one tech, but his style really fits that attack oriented, that penetration style defense. When you're talking getting up the field and getting after the quarterback, obviously it's a passing league. Obviously the Bills, that's how they kind of focus their defense and the philosophy behind their defense. So adding the size, not just like the 340-pound type guy, but adding the height and the length to still, in many ways, play like boxes at times and allow these guys to not only use their length and size to keep an eye on the ball, but even their height. Think about it. When you have guys that are, you know, 6'4", 6'6", 6'7", they can not only use their arm length to keep guys at bay as far as the offensive line goes, but they can keep vision on the quarterback. They can keep vision on the running back. So if they need to process run to pass or pass to run, they're able to properly shed or properly disengage from a block to attack the quarterback. The size really stood out when it comes to a draft class as a whole. And I think, you know, when we heard some of these quotes coming out of rookie minicamp, I don't think that was quite the surprise.
It kind of feels like this has been a theme of the offseason, hasn't it, Eric? Like, the Bills are going to be allowed defensively to do a lot of different things schematically, formationally, than they would have had maybe at their disposal last year because of the new personnel?
No doubt. And I think when you mentioned, you know, marrying the coverage and the pass rush, I think they did a great job of doing that with this class. But like you said, the skill sets they added up front and the skill sets they added on the back end really do marry well, because now they can, if they want to, they can isolate corners and have Benford and have Hairston and the cornerbacks play on an island outside, so they can commit more of the front six, seven, or even eight at times to stop the run, or to, again, rush the passer with four or send five or six. I think they can do some things much differently than they have in years past because of the pieces they added in free agency and the draft to whether it's marry the coverage to the rush or kind of disengage the rush from the back end because they have more skill and athleticism on the back end.
Eric Turner, Cover One on the Western Hotline. All right, we've talked the corners. We've talked the defensive line, what they've done there. On the offense, the piece they add that might be the most interesting, I mean, they got a receiver late, they got an offensive lineman late, but also the tight end, who I feel like there aren't many consensus ideas out there, Eric, but consensus best blocking tight end in the class. I didn't see many people dispute that idea. So Jackson Hawes, what can he bring for the Bills as their third tight end, and could we see him be a mainstay as part of their offense over the course of these next couple of years if he is able to hit that role that they drafted him for?
Yeah, I think when you said kind of the consensus of him being the best blocking tight end coming out, I would have to agree. His tape, when it comes to blocking, whether he is an inline, outside, on the move, on the snap, he is very good at targeting, locking down, and finishing blocks. There's no doubt that is where he hangs his hat. And so when you heard some of this stuff coming out of minicamp of him making some really nice catches, I think that was kind of the pleasant surprise. And that'll allow the Bills in many ways to, if they want to run more 13 personnel, so one running back, three tight ends, he is not just some blocker that's going to be in there. They can run some play action and have him leak out and run some of the underneath stuff. And I think with how much the Bills ran six offensive linemen last year with Alec Anderson, tops in the league, I think now you can kind of blur those lines and, hey, maybe they don't need to use that extra offensive lineman who they probably don't want to throw a pass to all that often, whereas they can insert, Hawes there, and they can run all the same stuff because he is that talented as a run blocker, but also they can get him out into routes when needed.
Eric Turner with us on the Wester Hotline. What about some of the UDFA guys that they brought in, Eric? Is there a guy or a couple of guys that stand out to you, maybe not even to make the team, but that you can kind of guess that Bills fans might fall in love with in training camp in the preseason? Every year we get a training camp hero. Do you see anybody that they brought in that catches your eye?
Yeah, the guy I've been watching a lot recently that I kind of become enamored with is Keonta Jenkins, the linebacker from VaTech. Virginia Tech. I love linebackers, and he's kind of that hybrid former DB that played linebacker, played like as the overhang slot type in Virginia Tech's defense. Very athletic, very fluid mover. Has some warts in coverage and stuff like that, but that he's a developmental prospect. I think they want to kind of mold into a linebacker, and he's going to have to gain a little weight. He's on the lighter side, but his athleticism and movement and where they used him really shows like how athletic he is and how much they depended on him in a role that kind of fits in the Bills defense. He could be in many ways be like a third safety, a third linebacker, but more of that athletic type that you want, jamming tight ends at the line of scrimmage. And he's that type of developmental prospect that probably is a few years away, but if they can start molding him in ways that I know they had brought in Louis Cine, the former Georgia standout, last year, and he got picked up off the team. But I think they want to mold that type of guy, 2 years, 3 years from now. He's a guy that I've been watching a lot of film of just because, I love that position, that hybrid linebacker, former DB position and role. And what I know the Bills do love that type of player.
Eric Turner, Cover One. Eric, before we let you go, training camp is when we actually get a chance to look at all this. Is there a positional battle or a rotation you'll be keyed in on more than others just to see how it all plays out at camp, whether it's the secondary, if it's the front four? Do you anticipate maybe more competition than years past?
I think safety is what stands out to me because obviously the investment in Cole Bishop and, the pieces that they brought in this offseason, Taylor Rapp and as much as they love him, and he's kind of the cornerstone when it comes to the safety position currently, and how much the Bills love him, I do think that, you know, there are times where the health comes into play. And so the safety position for me, you know, bringing in Jordan Hancock, I think he's a guy that fits the Bills scheme very, very well. Guy that played in the slot a lot, but also that slot position in the Bills defense and the safety position share a lot of the similar responsibilities because of how often they play those two high coverages and having to be a part of the run fit. So I think the safety position is going to be fun from a short-term perspective, but also from a long-term developmental perspective, because there's a lot of responsibility and a lot of, you know, development that still needs to happen for some of the younger players, guys like Cole Bishop.
All right, Eric Turner on the Western Hotline. Eric, thanks very much, and you know, when the schedule does come out, enjoy it. We'll get there.
You too, guys. Have a good day.
All right, very good. Eric Turner, Cover One. You can follow him on Twitter, of course, all the work that Cover One does. We're big fans of their work, and thank Eric for his time. 803-0550.
So it's Cowboys-Eagles. I looked up. The last time there was a divisional matchup to kick off the NFL season.
All right.
It was not featuring a defending Super Bowl champion.
Okay, so that's how far back we go.
No, because there was the one time that they didn't.
Okay.
Remember that?
It was the Ravens opened on the road and did not open on Thursday. Weren't they the team
That's right.
In the last 21 years, 20 times the defending champs opened on a Thursday, the Ravens did not.
But they still played Denver.
Okay.
So the last time they ditched the defending Super Bowl champion for 1 year.
I know the answer. Packers-Bears.
Packers-Bears.
100th anniversary of the NFL, something
yep.
like that? Yeah, okay, Packers-Bears.
If you go back before that, the last time a defending Super Bowl champion opened up the season against a divisional opponent, the Cowboys were the opponent. The Giants. So it's been, they really, you know, this is one lesson, though, in that there are tendencies in scheduling that you can find, and they don't always mean much, right? Like, I could have looked yesterday and said, well, it's going to be the Cowboys because they haven't had a divisional matchup to kick off the season in 14 years. And then sure enough, they just did it.
Yeah.
So they can break tendency on certain things, which Mike North talking to Sal, like, one of those things is that they could do divisional games overseas.
Right.
They don't love to. But they might do it for week one, Chiefs and Chargers.
Right.
Oh, that one's a little different because the Chiefs usually fill up the Chargers stadium anyway.
The story on that one, the Chargers opted not to protect the Chiefs game from being picked for Brazil. So Pro Football Talk has this. The league reportedly has picked the Chiefs as the opponent. The Chargers at home, this is kind of to your point. Like, what games do you want to protect? You have home games. You can pick two. We will not send to Brazil. Home teams can protect up to two games. Chargers host the Chiefs, Broncos, Raiders, and this year it's also Steelers, Commanders, Eagles. So they get to pick two. Do not send that game to Brazil.
Right. And the Chargers, I'm sure, would be okay with it because, again, like they're a different animal, though, because they don't really always fill up their building with their own fans in the first place.
Who doesn't take over the Chargers building?
Oh, almost everybody
does. People take over the Rams building. Chargers.
I'm not sure what happens when the Rams and Chargers play each other.
Right.
But, no, like when it's Pittsburgh, I can think of filling up that stadium.
Right.
And I mean, the Bills fans did it against the Rams a couple years ago. That's the Chargers, though, it happens more than the Rams.
So the Chargers, they also play the Eagles at home, but it can't be the Eagles, of course. They're playing the day before.
Correct.
Pittsburgh, Minnesota, Washington, Indy, Houston, Vegas, Kansas City, and Denver. And if they did not protect Kansas City, we're just like, all right, we'll do Kansas City. We'll put Mahomes on Friday night in Brazil.
Yeah, well, at least not at Arrowhead.
Right.
Friday night Chiefs. So Eagles in the first night and then the Chiefs in the second night.
Yep. I still think Bills Sunday night football to open the week one would make sense. Whether that's Bills Ravens, Bills Bengals, it still makes total sense. And
the only thing is if it's too good.
Right. Well, in the chat on YouTube, by the way, for people that are joining us today on YouTube, thank you. We got a bunch of people today, big crowd today in there. And someone mentioned that they did say Allen maybe Wednesday on the Today Show. Like, we're not able to hear what they're saying all the time. You know, we got the TV on in here. So the initial story about Allen on the Today Show was Friday last week. The Today Show said, coming up next week, Josh Allen. That's where people kind of led to, oh, will it be Monday when they've got their schedule announcement? The answer to that is no. It wasn't that. But he still could come later in the week, and we could find out more. And again, the announcements, it's two more today, Fox and Amazon. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow, CBS this morning is going to make announcements, and ESPN is going to get some announcements.
CBS is Wednesday.
Okay.
I've got ESPN tomorrow, CBS, and Netflix on Wednesday.
Okay.
That's from Brian McCarthy, the NFL communications guy.
Very good.
Tomorrow, I thought there was another one, though. Oh, tomorrow, also, they're going to fill in the rest of the international games on NFL Network.
Okay.
So the Dublin game, find out if that's actually Minnesota, which... There's a Vikings reporter who thinks that it's going to be two Vikings games back to back.
Yep.
Do we know? We don't know the Berlin games yet.
No.
The Bills can't be those, no, right?
The Bills can go to London
because
they play the Browns and the Jets, and both those teams are going to London.
Right.
So there are three potential. And here's like your point about the divisional stuff.
Yeah.
Where you could see Bills Jets in London just because they don't often do division doesn't mean they never will. Yeah, one game in Berlin, one game in Madrid, first ever game in Dublin, a game in Sao Paulo, the Jaguars return to Wembley. Yeah, that's your international schedule.
Coverage of the NFL schedule release on WGR, by the way, presented by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 if you'd like to join us. I also want to know, this might be months away, but that NFL rivalries series, or the new uniform.
Yeah.
You're getting a uniform. And there was a report over the weekend that there are third helmets from a number of teams, and the Bills are not one of them. So, but that's, again, because they are in the rivalry series. So they're going to be a new uniform of some sort for that series.
I saw just a concept out there someone just drew up, which was like a Nickel City concept. And it looked kind of cool, but it's white and gray, basically. Or, I mean, nickel, really. But
sure. I think, I don't know. I anticipate these rivalry series uniforms are not going to deviate too far. I could be wrong.
Okay.
But
because that would be, if the Bills came out with, like, silver uniforms.
Right. Isn't the
or silver helmets.
Isn't the whole idea that when you turn it on, you will recognize the teams because they have a historic rivalry? Not...
Right.
Hey, who's this?
Who's that?
Why are the Dolphins wearing brown? Like, that doesn't seem to me like it would fit. But I don't know. Nike's in charge.
Yeah, I can show you very quickly here. This is what somebody drew up.
I mean,
that's a gray Zubas in the number
now,
in the numbers.
Let me tell
you,
that's hot.
It is pretty sweet.
That is the Bills in white, and basically, it's the rest of it is you say nickel, sure, like brushed nickel,
yeah,
like you're getting poles for a cabinet,
yeah,
but
right.
It's pretty sweet.
But you wouldn't know that's the Bills.
No, you would not know that's the
Nobody
Bills.
Nobody would know that's the Bills.
But
and like you, know would. You would know who's playing. But if just some casual fan turned on a game, how long? Like they would see buff,
yeah.
But you wouldn't know just by the jerseys.
Tweet that out. That, you know what that looks like? That looks like something Oregon would wear. Chrome.
That's very
helmet.
True.
It's yeah. Oregon. I mean, I'd be into it. I think it looks pretty sweet. But I don't think they're going to go that route. 803-0550 to join us. It's going to be beautiful today. Up to 80. Good stuff.
Yep.
Jeremy and Joe, give us a ring on anything. What do you got?
Bills fans, be sure to come meet Greg Rousseau Wednesday. Still have a chance 4 to 5 p.m. at Quaker Crossing Verizon Store, 3500 Amelia Drive in Orchard Park. We'll see if we know the opener by then. That is one of the things that you could win, because while you're there, you get a chance to win an experience that includes tickets to the home opener, post-game field access at the home opener, and a $250 gift card to the stadium store. That's all courtesy of Verizon. Again, come out Wednesday to meet Greg Rousseau at 3500 Amelia Drive.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Basket. Final 3 seconds of the half. Neesmith gets a clean look, and he hits it. Why not? The Indiana Pacers put up an 80 spot on the Cavs in his first half.
Boy, the Cavs had themselves a heck of a season and a first round.
Tough ending, though. It's not over yet.
Not looking good. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. NHL playoffs back to it tonight. Leafs had a 2-0 lead. That series is 2-2. Tonight, Washington, Carolina. The Canes are up 2-1. Edmonton, Vegas. Edmonton up 2-1. So we'll get a call in here, and I have a potential, maybe conspiracy is not the right way to say it, but let's just say people are starting to connect some dots on a retirement, a tank, and a future college prospect for the NFL. That in a moment. Rob in Toronto. Hey, Rob, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Good.
So with the schedule being released, obviously excited. I think we're gone, other than the division games, we're blessed with, what, Baltimore, Cincy, KC, and Philly all at home this year?
All at home, yep. And Tampa's no slouch either, so like, yeah.
No. Yep. Have a nice day. Thank you very much. Great season to be a season ticket holder. With regards to the away games, I think, Jeremy, you've been to both stadiums. I'm eyeing up either Pittsburgh or Cleveland. Who wants to go to Carolina? Thank you very much. But nevertheless, you've been to both, I believe. Now, granted, weather would be an issue, but of the two, which one would you be eyeing up?
Thanks, Rob. I've not been to Pittsburgh. My wife has been to Pittsburgh. She went for the Sunday night game, Tyler Croft, with the Bills.
Yeah.
Clinch a playoff
Sunday
spot?
Sunday Night Football.
Clinch a division. Yeah, Sunday Night Football. Mm-hmm. I've not been to Heinz Field or whatever, Acrisure Stadium now. I've been to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Which, sure.
In the snow you were at
Cleveland, in the snow, right? Yeah. I've been to Cleveland twice.
I mean, Pittsburgh to me would be the one I would be much more interested if I were going to an away game this year.
I mean, the one I'd be interested
in. I feel like
in.
There will be a million Bills fans in Carolina, but I don't also like that's more just because of transplants and it's easy to get to. More
I just want to I want to send this out to the universe because in an effort to always golf as much as possible, the best road trip this year is Carolina because let's go play some golf.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it's Carolina in week six. Mm-hmm. Okay, a Sunday,
You want to drive an hour and a half to Pinehurst before going to Bills and Panthers?
Let's really make it a complete golf trip. Hey, NFL, Bryce Young looks like a real rising star. Bills, Panthers, Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get an 18 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then go to the game. We'll play on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, go to the game, fly home Monday.
Why not Monday night?
All right, Monday
night.
You got
to take an extra day.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday in the morning.
Monday's all about the game. Well, over Monday, right, in the morning you can play Monday.
Morning round at 18. I'm getting in 72 holes.
And then you're going to Bills
and then
Panthers.
Going to Bills-Panthers on Monday Night Football. You tell me Ireland is a great idea. I'm telling you Carolina with 72 holes sounds like a better idea to me. Then again, Ireland, you could also play golf if it happens.
You could definitely play golf in Ireland, and that would be a lot more unique, I would say.
Maybe.
I can get my golf in Ireland.
I have played golf in Ireland once.
Man, I wish so bad that was going to happen. I really hope this Minnesota report isn't true. Bills would be like the only option if it's not Minnesota.
You could just go see Vikings Steelers in Ireland.
I mean, what are you kidding me?
You could do it. 803-0550. All right, so connecting the dots to a retirement, a tank, and a college quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw this at CBS Sports. Didn't even have to click on the link. I'm already convinced.
Okay.
Don't even have to click on it. So Derek Carr retires.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do the Saints have?
By the way, they save money this year by that happening.
I'm sure they'll spend it.
And next year. Like, they've been in cap jail, and this retirement does kind of help that.
Okay. So
It's too late to spend it, though.
The quarterback competition is Spencer Rattler, Jake Haener,
yep,
and Tyler Shuck.
Right. Second-round rookie out of Louisville.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck, Mr. Shuck. You're in a division that has now three teams. They're probably last in their division, right?
I mean, yes.
Atlanta is respectable, and Tampa's good. And
Carolina was on the way up at the end
last year,
right?
Bryce Young's second half of the season was legitimately good.
Yep.
Okay. The Saints. What was the stat we had on them? They haven't drafted a quarterback in 50 years.
Oh, they have not in the first round.
Yeah.
Right?
This was a year people thought they might, and they didn't.
Actually, the last time they drafted a quarterback in round one was Archie Manning in 1971.
Who?
Archie Manning,
oh,
I believe. Is
interesting.
The,
yeah. Because at CBS Sports, the headline is, could New Orleans lure Arch Manning to the draft? So
they've drafted a punter in round one more recently than they've drafted a quarterback.
That's a stat of the day for you. So here are the Saints. Hey, let's Derek Carr's retiring. We don't have to, have him throw for 3,800 yards and 26 touchdowns like he probably would have done. Instead, we will go to the bottom and we'll get Arch Manning. We'll convince him to come out.
Archie will convince him to come out.
Yeah.
His grandfather.
Yes.
We'll convince him to come out.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that a lot. And they're going to be terrible. The roster, even if they had Derek Carr, they were probably going to be terrible.
Listen,
right?
If he doesn't come out, you know where one of the other top quarterbacks is coming out next year is LSU.
Yeah.
Like, hey, New Orleans, it is right here for you. Just sink. Like a stone, you've got rookie quarterback, you've got nobodies at quarterback. Sink like a stone, draft a quarterback for the first time in 50 years and call it a day.
The coach is Kellen Moore?
Yep.
Okay, year one, you can get away with that if you're in year one. Like, it's different than...
And then hand-pick your quarterback.
Yeah, exactly, right. Versus if somebody was coming in like year three and had to win, it might feel very different. If Dennis Allen was still the coach and hadn't been fired, like, you might think they would be getting into the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, right?
Yeah.
But they're not mentioned for that, because what would be the point? You're going to sign Aaron Rodgers and do what? Win seven games instead of five or instead of three? So with that being said, I mean, Shuck is probably their quarterback when they played the Bills. Wouldn't he be the favorite?
Yeah, I think so.
So Bills be favored by a lot in that
game.
Oh
my! What's the line in the Bills Saints game? Is it 16?
20? Could it get to 20? It might be possible. They would want to do that even just for the marketing potential of it. In NFL too, like, you get the guaranteed pick. You finish last, it's your pick. You don't have to win a lottery. So If I were them, that's exactly what I would be banging the drum for. Yeah. I can't believe they haven't picked a quarterback in round one since 1971. That should be illegal. You should have to do it at least once in a while.
803-0550.
Guarantee schedule. That game will be 1 o'clock Sunday, by the way, this year.
Bill Saints?
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably should be.
Gotta be 1 o'clock.
Listen, I still think we're going to find out about Christmas today.
Today?
Amazon's not going to roll out and be like, oh, yeah, week three, we're doing the Vikings. They're gonna tell you their biggest game they've got. And isn't that Christmas night?
Amazon's biggest game, is it that or the Black Friday game?
Okay. The other thing about Amazon that might throw a wrench in this is, all right, let me take the other side of it for a moment. Do they instead want to tell you an awesome game they have early in the year? Because the idea is, like, you get Amazon Prime early. Don't miss some of the best games of the year. Get it now.
Yeah, here's our week two Thursday night opener.
Right. If I tell you there's a game on Christmas, you're like, congrats, thanks, great, it's May. Like, I'm not going to worry about that right now.
Right.
Depends what you're trying to sell. I'm no ad wizard here. I don't know.
Didn't they announce last year, or was this the year before, they told us what their week two opener was? It was Chargers and Chiefs.
That was like
maybe when they first got the NFL.
Right. I think that was 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay, so that might be a little different. It's like, hey, this is our first game ever. Michaels and the whole shebang. Here's Fitz on our whatever. So I guess that could be a little bit different. I don't remember what they would have announced last year. But right, this year is the odd year where they get the Thursday night game because on Christmas, just because it happens to fall on Christmas, a Thursday. So the Bills will get a Thursday game.
Oh, for sure.
Somewhere along the way. What's their most Thursday football gamey year of the on the schedule?
But not like the Christmas Thursday, but like a regular Thursday?
No, like a regular Thursday. What's their most Thursday night football-y game of the year?
At the Jets.
At the Jets.
Yes.
Okay.
I like the question. What's the most Thursday-y game?
Yeah, I was thinking home Tampa, but I might just be doing that because they played Tampa at home on Thursday night 2 years ago, didn't they?
Yes.
I was there. It was a night game. I think it was Thursday. Everyone been yelling about them running the ball all the time, and they opened with like 12 passes in a row.
That game, they let Allen run because he hadn't run in like weeks.
Right.
And Allen ran for a first down.
Dorsey was getting heat.
Yep.
And that's maybe his second to last game.
Is that the game after? No, it's not the game after the Jags game. Maybe right before the Jags game.
No, it was before the Denver game, I think.
Okay.
What I remember, it was a little later in the year, and Tampa almost comes back, and remember the Hail Mary, Godwin didn't see it? But if he had, he probably would have caught it.
Yeah.
So they got in trouble late in that game.
I'm fine in that game. Bills Thursday. Bucks, 24-18. Yeah, they win a close one.
And it was a Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was right after they lost to, you're right. They lost to the Jaguars. They beat the Giants 14-9. Then they lose to the Patriots. Then they beat the Bucks.
That was a tough stretch.
Lose to Bengals. Lose to the Broncos. Dorsey fired.
Is that not easily the toughest month they've had with Allen as their quarterback?
Yes.
Like in the Allen is great era.
Well, to that point,
that's the worst month they've had.
Listen, you wouldn't expect this to happen with Joe Brady. That stretch happened immediately after they had gone 38-10, 37-3, 48-20. Beat the Dolphins.
Right, 48 against the Dolphins.
They were dismantling teams and then went to a stretch of 5 weeks later, your offensive coordinator is out.
Right.
803-0550 to join us if you'd like to.
Is Bill Saints Thursday? The Saints aren't good enough, right?
Yeah.
You like the Jets. I like Tampa, again. A Thursday night game against Tampa at home.
Finding our schedule here. I did get a text about some North Carolina golf. I'll share that with you in the break.
Ooh.
Listen, Bills, Panthers, Monday Night Football. Let's have it. It's just a dream weekend.
It's a Bills fan golf vacation.
Oh, it's a dream come true.
And I guarantee that stadium will be 50% Bills.
Could
fans.
That not be a Monday night game? Monday night is,
that's a good Thursday game. If you want to do a golf trip, how does Thursday work for that? That's not great.
Then you go to golf. You go to the game on Thursday, and then you golf Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then come home.
So you start the weekend. The week with the Bills, obviously. Yeah.
Always trying to golf as much as possible. That's pretty much how it works. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Sepp Straka wins the signature event, the Truist Championship.
Sensitive subject.
Big Sepp.
I don't want to talk about it.
Why? We don't like Big Sepp winning?
No. I placed a I get to buy myself a new driver bet on Shane Lowry. 10 to win a driver.
And, 10 to win a driver.
He had a lead.
He did.
Then he fell behind. Then he battled back, and then he lost. And I do not have a new driver as a result. It's fine. I'll just keep using Owens.
We're happy with that. I don't mind that.
I can't. Yeah. I'm going on a golf trip. Like, Owen, what are you doing this week? Can you come with us?
Rounds plan this weekend?
Just come with me.
Praying for a broken leg for me for the summer to give you this thing.
I missed the weekly, somewhat of a tradition, the weekly round with you and Dad there. Missed you guys. We had T-ball. Knox has T-ball.
Wow.
Which, by the way,
I guess seems like he would love to just hit the snot out of that ball.
So I got a couple of different issues here. One, he's on the Yankees, which is fine.
But
my wife said.
Getting traded.
My wife said, I'm going to buy a Yankees hat. I'm like, no, I don't want a Yankees hat. You won't support your own child wearing the hat of the.
This is a good question.
Your son is on the the junior Dolphins,
and they're only going to be there for a year, right? Assuming.
Well, I will say I played at Shoshone when I was Knox's age,
and
I was on the Cardinals for like 8 years.
Yeah. Oh, so it could be a long time.
I might have a relationship I have to come to grips with the Yankees, which I don't hate them as much as
dads in sports have gotten their sons traded before.
Demand.
Didn't Odell Beckham's dad get him traded out of Cleveland? That's since it's happened.
That is true.
But anyway.
I feel like you should.
We had T-ball. So I missed the morning golf with the
buy
with the
an
Parkers.
Upside down Yankees hat. You have a Yankees hat, but you're not fully supporting it because this is all upside down, and I gotta.
It's not a great one.
This is the move. This is how he gets an upside down hat.
Look,
upside down Yankees.
Turn it upside down. Isn't it the same?
No, the Y is upside down,
but it's pretty close to the same.
No.
That's all it is.
It's pretty close to the same.
I think you should get an upside down Yankee hat. When's your birthday again?
Nah, I don't have one.
We should all chip in here.
I don't have a birthday. I don't.
Look at this. Oh, you don't even have to do. You could just do like the upside down New York. It's not even. That's not really Yankees then, though, is it?
Just give me $30 instead.
Who needs a day to give someone a gift? It's a Tuesday tomorrow. Let's get it to them.
What about the other logo? The one with the hat on top of the bat. That one upside down.
By the way, that's a good logo. The hat on top of the bat.
Yeah, they don't really use it though, do they?
And that's great.
Have they ever worn a hat with it, like in a game?
I don't know. It's a good question. Anyway, I missed the golf with these two, which is tough. But
we always miss you.
Yeah.
We had Sal out for like 7 holes.
Nice.
That was fun.
Speaking of Sal.
7 holes is a weird number.
Sal's everywhere. Well, Sal's at minicamp. Sal's at your golf. Yeah, I saw Sal. I saw him at T-ball.
Exactly. That's where he went.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. The thing you couldn't golf, the thing you were at for why you couldn't golf, yep. Sal was at, but he also golfed?
Apparently.
You could have played 7 holes,
No one's able to do more things at one time than Sal.
It's incredible.
Sal is the man of all trades.
He might just own a helicopter and we don't know it, right?
Or he invented a teleportation device. Yeah. Yeah. Like.
So I've realized this, that the T-ball is like the new – it's like the watering hole. It's like Sabres games used to be for me in my 20s. Who am I going to see today? Everybody I know. That's going to be T-ball life now. So, yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. That's the story of how Sepp Straka stole a driver out of my bag. I was going to get a new driver if Shane Lowry won.
Second win of the year?
For Straka.
Straka. Yep.
And then Lowry did not speak with the media afterwards so he could cool off. Known as the
Rory.
Oh, it's the Rory.
He's ranted about that before. Lowry has. Like that they should not be.
I
think he called it. Wasn't it at the Masters? Maybe. He said, honestly, I should not be having to talk to you guys right now. Like I need to. He said. I think he said those words. I need to cool off.
Yep. I get it. 803-0550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe. What do we got to come in the next hour? You got something good? I've got a couple things.
Yeah.
We got the NBA lotteries coming up.
Already got in my. Let's get back. Darcy Regier is going to be back with the Sabres at some point.
Yeah, Darcy Regier's name came up on the show today. All right. Anybody want to nominate someone to be Kevin Adams' GM advisor person? We'll get you the latest on that coming up.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.